I want to invite you to, you know, rub your hands together and then close your mind, and without kind of thinking about it, put your hands on an area of your body. And they can be anywhere. There's just your first intuition. Where do you want to put your hands after rubbing them onto your body? And in that area where your hands are on your body, just focus in. Is there a message from that area? And what is that message that that area of your body wants to communicate to you? And just allow a few moments for any messages, that area of your body, and say thank you. Acknowledge that part of your body. Thank you. We acknowledge you. We love you. You are such a beautiful part of our body. And so now, release your hands. Let's rub them again, because we're going to have fun with this. Place it onto another area of your body. And you might find that your hands are not together. They're separated. They're on separate parts of your body. Because there's no right or wrong with this exercise. We're just having fun, and spend a bit of time. What is the message that's being communicated? Why did your hands go to those particular places? And as you receive the message, acknowledge those areas your hands are. Thank you. Thank you for being a beautiful part of my body. You are working as a whole, and the job you do is so important. Thank you. And one last time, I'm going to rub our hands again. And without thinking about it, that's why I asked you to close your eyes as you rub, so that without thinking about it, you can then put your hands on another part of your body. And what's the message that's being communicated? What's it sharing with you? And let's acknowledge that part of our body. Thank you for the role you play, the function that you bring, for working together as one whole beautiful vessel that contains my soul, for making my journey here possible. Thank you. And so with that, you can just now release your hands from your body. You can place them wherever is comfortable, on your lap, on your heart, wherever it is that's the most comfortable for you. And now we're ready to receive the energy of Kryon through the words that Lee is going to deliver.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. And how many times in the past 30 years have I told you to love yourself, the parts of your body? You go through them, each organ. Perhaps you put your hands over your heart, and they're all part of one functioning system controlled by the boss, and that's you. The very beginnings of all of the Kryon sessions always talked about talking to yourselves. The ability for you then to control things that you were told you couldn't control. So that's a little bit of the subject in this particular channel. Controlling things you don't think you have any control over, only it's not parts of your body. This one is a hard one. It has to do with what you've been told, what you've been programmed, what you've seen, and the way you think things work. This is the third channeling of what we will call the New Year's month, 2023. And when you look at this in a larger way, there are always those who say, what is this year going to bring? And we've looked at some issues perhaps that are personal, an overview, the way you should look at the numerology, but this one will deal with the future. Eons go by. New Year's happen over and over. You have been part of so many of them. The first month of the year is the one that this celebration occurs. And you have participated in this in every past life. You realize that. Whatever the calendar was for whatever tribe you were part of, hundreds and hundreds of years ago, this was the way of it. In general, you hoped a new year would be better, but often it wasn't. In fact, there were certain parts of history that it simply got worse and worse. So no matter what things were said, what ceremonies were done, what wishes for the good year and the new year were given, things never changed. Now this has been addressed in channel, and it has to do with time repeating itself. Now, if you have not heard this before, you'll hear it now. If you have heard it, I want you to stay with me because it's important for what's coming next. There has been an expression for a very long time that says that time repeats itself and that certain things regarding the episodes of time over years, they tend to repeat themselves. You go through a war. The war gets solved. There's a winner, a loser, but not for long. It then raises its head again. Did those winners or losers then participate yet again in another war? Now, you have seen this. Even your grandparents, perhaps, have seen this. It would lead you to wondering, is there something that would cause time to repeat itself no matter what? Even though war is never an answer, even though there's such a horror in it, why would you ever do it again? And the answer is, you always do. There must be a reason. That reason is an old energy, that does not see the dysfunction of one civilization or one generation, and enough time goes by and they try it again. And enough time goes by and they try it again. And so what you have is your history packed with conquerors. It seems like almost every country has taken turns at this. And you look at the future and say, here we go again. I told you some time ago that something changed. The time was like a railroad track of a tiny toy train around a Christmas tree. And it just seemed that when it was done running over one part of the track, as it came around again, a new generation had come and gone, and it didn't even notice itself, didn't see the dysfunction of what had happened on the track, and went over it again, and went over it again. And so the track was just filled with lessons never learned. Part of that is the old energy, but part of that also is because time does seem to repeat itself. And then I told you this, that this shift that you're in right now is like a track siding to a train. A siding, an offshoot, a new track that has never been there before. And the train itself decided to take that track. It was tired of the other tracks. And that was 2012. And we made that comparison before. And so when that sighting was viewable, the switch was thrown, and the train, that is humanity, took the track onto another circle. And that circle had no history. That circle had had no wars. That circle had a bigger track, another color. That circle invited the train to be different. And all those on the train knew it somehow. Something had changed. We have said this over and over. This is not your grandfather's world. That you're starting to see things happen now that shock and surprise you. What is the future going to be like? 2023, your train is on a new track, not the old one, dear ones. As I speak to you now, there is a horrific war. There is suffering, there is death, there is sorrow on both sides. What's going to happen there? This was a war that may have shocked and surprised many of you because it was predicted. I told you, not specifically about a war, but there would be those in important places invested in taking you back to the way it was. This particular episode, this energy of this you call war, will not last on this track. The world didn't want it. The world won't want it again. This is a new track. Get ready for some startling changes. Not what you think. If you take a look at many of the other things that have always repeated themselves that were unjust, out of integrity, not right, that's not on the track either. So what I'm telling you is this is the greatest opportunity humanity has ever had. You've taken a new track. 2023, more than any other year that you've had on that track since 2012, is filled with promise. Now, indeed, there will be still those who want to take you and rip you back to the old track. And you'll see it. You'll say, that's not right. This is an old energy. Look what they're doing. And so many will say, no, it cannot be done. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to agree. I'm not going to vote that way. I'm not going to say yes. That is coming as well. You will slowly start to see in this 2023 year things that start to show you that a general consensus of a civilization is starting to change. That they want certain things, and it's not death and destruction. Not that they wanted it before, but it just seemed that it always went that way. But this time, they'll speak out. That they don't want suppressive governments. Now, no one ever did, but this time they'll speak out. Now, these things always bring issues and sometimes more death. But, dear ones, I'll tell you, they become benchmarks of change where there are so many who will rise up and say, not anymore, not this time. 2023 filled with surprises in both directions, but so many of them will be for you to look at and say, look at that. Crying said that would happen. Look at that. Oh my, things are changing. I give you this message because it's hopeful. And you need that. It's a message that says the train on this particular track does not have to repeat a time of before. That the old energy of the old track, so used, so that you're so used to, is gone. And it's in the hands of the old souls, the light workers, those who would listen to this, to see it. And not just to see it, but to acknowledge it and say, look, this is happening. It's going to happen in my life too. Perhaps I should participate. And that is, I'll participate in loving that track. I'll participate in the kindness and the attitude that's going to change the train. I'll do things that I hadn't done before because I didn't think there was any hope before. And now I do. This is what we wanted to tell you. The future is not what you think. You are in control over something you didn't think you were in control of. There it is. It's a tough one, is it not? When you're surrounded by others who will say, well, it's the same old, same old. Things won't really change. Here it comes again. And what you can say to them is this. Well, maybe this one will be different because I feel things happening. And you might even invite them to look at some of the things, not making them wrong, but perhaps inviting them to look at that which is a changeable earth, not one that always stays the same, one where there's hope and there's promise because you're in charge of it. This is my message. You might call it the main New Year's message. Oh, there's another one coming as well. Blessed is the human who truly understands this is a different time. It's a different time with different energies that you came for. I am crying in love with humanity. And so it is.